This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
And we've all made it here, except you, Marcus Freeman. Sorry. We've all made it here. It is time for the college football playoff. Welcome in to BetMGMU alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin. I'm Chris Mack. We welcome you into an episode that will be full of information and angles on these four first round CFP games, our best bets, maybe a little parlay sprinkled in at the end as well. But let's start with the bracket itself. Now that it's out, Choppy and I broke this down just a little bit last week, John, while you were out. It is interesting, I think, how we've got, I don't want to call it an unbalanced bracket, but a lot of people seem to think that one side is definitely a lot tougher than the other. You've got one side with Ohio State in the 2, Georgia in the 3, A&M, Miami, Ole Miss, all on one side. The other side, Indiana, Texas Tech, little Cinderella vibe there, regardless of which one may come out, or Oregon, Bama, Oklahoma. And that's where I wanted to start in this thing, because despite Indiana being the number one seed, John, they still do not have the shortest odds on the board. When we look at national championship bets, the shortest odds are on Ohio State. Is there value on Indiana, in your opinion, being from the, as people are calling it, softer side of the bracket, still a buck longer in some spots, 3-1 or thereabouts, as compared to Ohio State's 2-1.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, the hesitation is that Indiana lost their best edge rusher, Stephen Daly. And I think that's, you know, see, it seems to be perceived as a big blow. I didn't watch a ton of Big Ten football this year, hand up. You know, I'm an SEC and Group of Five guy, as many of you know. But look, I did watch the Big Ten championship game, and I think they'll be able to, you know, scheme around it. I think Cignetti is as good as anybody when it comes to that. But it does seem like that injury is going to loom pretty large here. And look, I mean, is there value on a one seed at plus 290? I would say sure. But I do think you have to be very, you know, aware of that injury and what it might do for that defense. And that's probably a big reason why this is being priced as it is right now. And also, you know, people just expect Ohio State to, you know, they're not overreacting to one loss, right? People aren't overreacting to one game. It's still going to be the highest power rated team in college football, but sure. I mean, I certainly wouldn't say it's a bad bet at plus 290, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad bet. You're going to see potentially Ohio State with a more difficult road, right? You know, if to make it that far. So, I mean, from that standpoint, you know, having to play Georgia versus Texas Tech, that doesn't make sense from the from where the number is. I think plus 290 is as good as you're going to get on the one seed. I think Georgia's actually a decent number at 6-1. Even though they've got a difficult road, I mean, but they are going to face a team in the first round they've already played, right, and beaten. And then the second round, and in their second game, they would take on, you know, Ohio State, which, I mean, obviously it's a great team, but, you know, whoever's going to win is going to have to beat two top dogs. It's just the way it's going to be. But, yeah, I mean, plus 290, that's fine. And, you know, and I know the loss of the edge is big, but, you know, we've seen this in the NFL. We've seen this, you know, non-quarterbacks don't really move the betting line. So they really, to me, they wouldn't move
your overall chance. Well, Michael Parsons did. Michael Parsons moved it.
Barely.
I thought it was like 6, and now it's like 1.5.
6?
I think it was 6. You got to look
at Aaron Rodgers barely moved the line 6.
I'm telling you now, it may not just be Micah, but I think the look ahead on that game was Green Bay minus 6.
6.
Yeah.
6. Tom Brady didn't move the line 6 points.
Oh, 4.5.
I'm more concerned. 4.5, yeah. I'm more concerned, Choppy, with you just writing off a group of five team, right in John's face like this. Just talk about, oh, well, Georgia's going to play somebody they already played in the quarterfinals. Just writing off Tulane.
Exactly. How dare you do that?
Did I speak out of turn there?
It's been the problem the whole entire show is that you guys just don't respect anybody in the group of five. You're no different than Nick Saban. You're no different than any of these college football fans. We'll go play our own little playoff so you don't have to be bothered by us. We're sorry for existing.
Joel Klatt appreciates
you. I'm glad you finally said that. I'm glad you finally said that. Somebody.
But you know what? You guys will absolutely love it when Rum Dum University beats a one seed in the NCAA tournament, won't you? You won't say that.
We will like that.
I'm totally here for the chaos. I just don't think it's going to happen. I'd love to see Tulane somehow upset Ole Miss or JMU somehow upset Oregon. I love the chaos. I'm here for it. I'm here for the 16 seeds in March Madness. I'm here for all of it in the college football playoff, too. Like, I want to see something different. It's what, again, when you were out last week, John, Choppy and I talked about Texas Tech for like 45 minutes because I swear to God, we wouldn't shut up about Texas Tech. Because the way they're priced right now doesn't make sense to me either. Okay, good chance they're going to face Oregon in their quarterfinal game, but they're going to be at home. The only game they lost all year, Texas Tech, was on the road without their starting quarterback. Other than that, they've been dominant all year.
Yeah.
And now you're going to give them a game against Oregon, should be at home, I should say. The quarterfinal game should be at home. And then you're going to give them what, Indiana, maybe Bama or Oklahoma. I love Texas Tech with that defense, the big plays they come up with on offense to go on a little bit of a run. It's why I really like that, as everybody's calling it, softer side of the bracket. And it doesn't make sense to me that, for example, John, Oregon is basically priced the same as Texas Tech.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only guess that I would come up with is that, you know, people are just down on the Big 12, right? That they just don't really believe that a team from the Big 12 is going to win this thing. And, you know, I guess, and I'm sure you guys covered it, but, you know, when you talk about a university in Texas Tech that has invested more money in athletics and NIL specifically than anybody else, you know, that team is going to be very live. They have been. I mean, they, like you said, they lost one game and the quarterback wasn't playing. So, yeah, I think you can't ever count out a team with the highest bankroll when they've made it this far. And then again, 8-1, they have the fourth best odds. I don't think they're getting disrespected, but you know, if you think the price should be worse, right, then I think the only reason why it would not be is because the market doesn't really believe the Big 12.
Yeah, I mean, why would you believe in the Big 12 at this point? Like they've kind of shown that they're not that's not the Big 10. It isn't the SEC, and they lost their two best teams in Texas and Oklahoma, but Texas Tech is as good a team as there is out there. I mean, they have the absolute cheat code of college sports, which is Cody Campbell. They've put a really good roster together. I love their head football coach. I'm with you, Chris. It should be a home game. The tortillas will be flying. They're going to bring them. They're bringing the tortillas to Miami. Don't you think for a second they're not, because that's a Big 12 policy with the fines, not a CFP. So they're going to bring them. And it's gonna be fun. But, you know, we saw this last year. You know, this layoff can be tough. I mean, Tech and Indiana, Ohio State and Georgia, I mean, it'll be a month that they haven't played. And then they're going to be expected to go play a team that already had kind of a – especially a team like Oregon. No offense, John, cover your ears, earmuffs. They had a get-right game against JMU. You know, and like that's just – is it totally fair – for the higher seat?
More group of five slander.
JMU should. I mean, I can admit that JMU has no business being in this thing. Okay.
Because they're not in the American. That's why you're not back.
No, that's not why. It's just like the reason why they're in is because it's stupid ACC tiebreaker that, you know, I don't know who the hell came up with that. But, I mean, come on. They got very, very lucky with that. And, you know, they're 21.5-point underdogs. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I'm a realist and I understand that, you know, if you're a 3-touchdown dog, you're outclassed. I mean, that's like a bye game, yeah. You know, essentially. But
essentially, yeah. Well, you know, I do want
to
bring up
a spot. At least one. You have to have one spot because we're
all
gotta
have
the same
at least one.
Yeah.
And if the ACC is going to screw around like they did, then yeah, you get what you get. And exactly. I'm sorry, you might have two group of fives in some years, and that's what we got.
Well,
this
no,
year.
It'll never happen again. They already made sure of that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because we got to guarantee a spot for Notre Dame in future years and make sure that doesn't happen again. I do want to go back to Oregon, though, because like I said, they're priced essentially the same as Texas Tech. And Choppy brought up an interesting thought that we all remember from a year ago. Those top four seeds were all rusty. They just didn't look great after sitting out for nearly a month in some cases. So, John, do you think that's what's leading into the pricing of Oregon, essentially the same in some markets as Texas Tech, that they'll have that opportunity to sort of warm up to the task by playing James Madison first?
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. I mean, that can also work. You know, I mean, you can get hurt against even a team you're, you know, 3-touchdown favorite against, right? I mean, freak stuff happens. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's part of the, you know, it's essentially a guarantee that they win that game in advance. You know, and you know, by the fourth quarter, are their starters going to be in? Probably not. I'd be surprised if it's that close. And I think Dan would understand, hey, we got to get these guys out. So that's probably a big part of it, is like, you know, you're going to win the game and you probably, you know, probably don't even have to worry about much, you know, mileage, right? Like, that is the crazy part about these playoffs. You have to win so many games, right? And you're going to, you know, it's a war of attrition. And when you're playing a team that you're a 3-touchdown favorite over, which is only going to be the Oregon Ducks here, you know, that is a big advantage.
That's what I was going to bring up, Choppy. How much do you like, considering we've both written extensive love letters to Texas Tech at this point?
Right.
Do you like Oregon at all? Because let's assume a lot gets neutralized with the Red Raiders by being on a neutral field, tortillas aside. And Oregon does get to warm up to the task against JMU this weekend, catches Texas Tech half asleep for the first quarter of that game, gets a lead and never looks back. I mean, Oregon, we're then talking about a path for Oregon that would presumably be against Indiana, who, yeah, they lost to, but are they going to lose to them twice in the same season? All of a sudden, it opens it up for Oregon to slide their way all the way to the national championship game.
Yeah. It's a year later. I mean, they had the path last year, and they got upended in the same kind of situation. I actually think Oregon would be a very difficult test for Tech. I think Oregon's a little underrated. I think that's also another reason why you know, their odds are kind of close. And we see that Indiana game, and they lost at home, and they didn't really get tested all that much. But I like Oregon. If they were to play Tech, you know, if Tech was favored by anything more than 3.5, I'd probably jump all over Oregon. I think they're pretty close, and yeah, like they've got – obviously they've been in this situation before. There's a, you know, Tech and Ole Miss, you know, like obviously the group of five schools, they haven't been in this position. You know, they haven't played in this game. Now, Ole Miss played big games before. You know, obviously playing against Georgia and Alabama and Oakland. They played these teams, but there's a big difference in that versus playing a college football playoff neutral field. So Oregon's done that. You know, a lot of these guys have done that already.
Before we get into the games themselves, which we'll get into all four, understanding that some of you may have not gotten on top of things and consumed this show before Friday night's Alabama-Oklahoma game. Sorry, you're lost. We're still going to talk about it for everybody that gets the show before that game kicks off. But speaking of the Tide and the Sooners, John, Kalen DeBoer has done everything he can do to tamp down any rumors about anything. But if Alabama takes one on the chin Friday night against Oklahoma, do you believe there's any possibility that he entertains an offer for Michigan?
I mean, I think whether he does or doesn't, he should. I mean, if I'm him, I'm out. That's why he's, the second favorite right now for that job. Now, whether that means he gets it or even is interested or gets an interview or whatever. But I mean, if I'm him, I'm definitely looking for the first flight out of Tuscaloosa. I mean, you're the guy that followed the guy no matter what. Yeah. You're the guy that followed the guy. And I think his tenure has been, if you just strip away everything, his tenure has been good. I mean, they're going to the playoff, right? But like, you're just never going to escape that shadow no matter what. And if they would have even lost to Auburn in the Iron Bowl, which they were very close to doing, that decision could have very well been made for him. I see that they have flipped to the dog in this game against Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Every time I've bet Alabama this year, I have been painfully wrong. I don't understand them. I don't get them. I used to get them a lot because Nick Saban just would win every game. But now they're a great mystery to me. But if they come to me and they have any, I'm in. See you. I'll see you in Ann Arbor. Let's go. Let's introduce me. I'm out.
Regardless, we'll get into that. Go ahead.
Regardless of what happens this week.
Yeah. Regardless, win, lose, or draw.
Spicy. Spicy. Oh, we'll get into that game and all four of the CFP first round games next right here on BetMGMU.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, we told you, for those of you that didn't get ahead of things and consume this show before Friday night, you may be getting something right now that, well, is after the result of the game. But we got to preview all four of these CFP first-round games, and so we're going to dive right in. We talked about Kalen DeBoer, that factor that may be at play in Norman on Friday night between the Tide and the Sooners. The winner goes to the Rose Bowl to play the Hoosiers on New Year's Day. Obviously, we know Oklahoma won just a month ago in Tuscaloosa by two. That was with 17 points off turnovers, though, John, including the Eli Bowen 87-yard pick six. Neither team was able to really run the ball at all in that game. It was ugly. The offenses were stuck in the mud, and that's why the total on this thing continues to tumble down to 39.5 in some spots. So where do you look first on Alabama-Oklahoma?
I mean, like, always, I've had to work through this the last, you know, 2 years, because for a good part of, you know, my adult life, I associate Alabama with this behemoth, this machine that just did not lose these kinds of games. And you know, if it was a Nick Saban Alabama, this number would be what? -7.5, -8. I mean, something crazy. So I have to sort of, I have to decouple what I know in the past as Alabama and what Alabama is today. I mean, I think that's just the truth. Kalen DeBoer is not a bad football coach. He's a very, very good football coach, but Nick Saban was the best ever. And I think that's the difference here. Now, Oklahoma has been a very hit or miss team. You know, Mateer sometimes looks fantastic. Other times, like I think about that Texas game. Now, people would say he returned too early, what have you, but they almost lost to LSU. I mean, this Oklahoma team has been very up and down. That's a long-winded way of me saying that I will probably reluctantly bet Bama and lose like I always do when I bet Bama. just sort of out of the sheer principle of I just don't really believe Oklahoma. I just don't. And I'll pay to see it. I don't really believe Oklahoma. So do I love it? No. Am I going to bet Alabama? Yes.
I really struggle with this because I'm with John on Alabama, and I don't trust Brent Venables. I'm so out on defensive coaches in general. I just, like, you know, get a different era, man. You know, this is about entertainment value. This isn't about you. You know, you and your defense, your cool defense. Not a fan. I actually do think the number has come down on the total to the point where I like the over if it's around 40. I just have a hard time in today's at, you know, football, to think that two teams are going to score below 20 points again in a big time game. You know, I just something's going to happen. That's not a whole lot of points. Anybody else this side of Iowa and Army should be able to combine to score more than 40. And I'm sorry, the Pittsburgh Steelers should be able to combine score more than 40 points. So I kind of like the over here. I don't feel great about either team because I don't really believe in either team. And Nick Saban, you say Nick Saban would be a 7-point favorite. No, Nick Saban wouldn't be in this game. He'd have a bye.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I understand everything you both just said about everything that's baked into our brains about Alabama being Alabama, right? And I got to pay to see it from Oklahoma. And I don't know how many times I ran down Venables a year ago when Oklahoma was trash. But I do think this comes down to just which quarterback doesn't it up, right? And we've had two very different types of games from both of these quarterbacks. Obviously, Mateer's have been very obvious since he came back from the injury, right? Very different. 6 touchdowns and 8 interceptions since he came back. Ty Simpson, though, in his last 4 games, 4 picks to just 5 touchdowns. Bama's 2-2 in those games, including a loss to Oklahoma. So I think as much as you may hate it, Choppy, and as much as we have all the preconceived notions and inner biases about what Bama should be and what we think of Venables, I do think it's going to be a defensive struggle. I think both coaches, because of the positions they're in, are going to be puckered up nice and tight. and they're going to play this game as such. You're not going to see a lot of aggressive chances being taken, I don't think, by either one of them. They're going to try to avoid the other defense turning them over. So my favorite bet in this game is the under. Even if we get down under 40, like I said, it's 39.5 in some spots as we're speaking right now. That would be my bet. I don't. One of these quarterbacks is going to screw up at some point, and it's going to win the game for the other team. And the defenses will get credit for it. We'll talk about the defenses of both of these teams for another week, especially the winner. But I'm going to go with the under, even as that number continues to tumble this weekend on Alabama, Oklahoma, and we'll see who comes out a 17-13 winner or something like that, I think. Saturday afternoon, the first of a triple header, Miami in College Station against Texas A&M. Transitive property tells you Miami beat the Irish by 3 and A&M only beat them by 1, but those games happened a lifetime ago. I don't know if either one of them matters. The winner's going to go to the Cotton Bowl and get beat by Ohio State anyway on New Year's Eve. You got two of the top 20 scoring offenses in the country, John. My only question here is whether the Aggies can sustain drives, which I think they're going to have to do against Miami's defense, who have stopped the run all year, who have caused turnovers all year, and get off the field on third downs all year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even, you know, this Miami team got to feel fortunate to be in. You know, I haven't really believed, even that win over Notre Dame, you go back and watch it. Carson Beck made throws and got away with so many throws. I made that point before on the show, but I mean, if he doesn't have the catch of the year, that game is totally different, right? I mean, it just is. And Notre Dame's here and Miami's out. I lean Texas A&M here. You know, 3.5, obviously. What do you do with the hook? I think I'm going to end up laying it because I just think the A&M outfit is just a little bit more consistent. So I'll be on A&M in this one.
I'm on A&M too. I think they win the game. I think they cover. They're a different team at home. Now, I don't like that they're playing an 11 a.m. game. I think it's garbage. This is a game built for prime time. If you want to make the Oregon game the prime time game because it's West Coast, fine. But of the Saturday games, I mean, this is clearly the best one, and they shove this at 11 a.m. where Big Ten games go to die. This isn't Purdue Northwestern. Let's go here, people. I don't understand it, but I think A&M wins. I'm with John a little bit on Miami that, you know, some of those some of the throws that Beck made early on were just like, eh, you know, like it's just, are they really that good? Are they really that deserving? It's a second life. Maybe they take advantage of it, but you know, on the surface, I'm thinking A&M at home is too tough.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for a path to A&M success, I think it actually happens with the defense. Tied with Oklahoma for the most sacks in the country this year. Carson Beck has only thrown one interception in the last month, but that came against Pitt on the road where Miami ended up winning, but he had a lot of pressure in his face. He gets pressure in his face. He starts making dumb throws. He gets picked off. We've seen this time and time again with Carson Beck. I actually, as the total has dropped on this one, it opened at 51.5, down to 48.5 now. I think it's going to be a close game either way. I think the line is spot on. It's a field goal game, and it's just like John said, which side of the hook you want to take. It might be sneaky for an under as that line tumbles. Maybe it's telling us something. This might be another one where both coaches try to play it close to the vest, not screw up, and not allow their quarterbacks to screw it up for them against the opposing defense.
And I'll tell you this, you know, A&M has played maybe the worst SEC schedule I've ever seen. It was awful. It was awful. We complained about Notre Dame's schedule. I think Notre Dame may have had a better schedule than A&M did this year. You know, Notre Dame at least played Miami. You know, A&M's best game outside of Notre Dame was against Texas, good team. They were still a three-loss team, and they got worked in that football game. So, it you know, that is the one sticking point with A&M is that, yeah, they are here. They are in this position. They did not play Murderer's Row.
Yeah. I like Miami with the hook. If this were to come down to 3, I wouldn't bet it, which is why the best bet was as soon as this thing came out at Miami plus 3.5, in my opinion. I think the under may also be great as well, because it's going to be close. Like I said, both coaches, I think, keeping it close to the vest. Saturday afternoon, Tulane at Ole Miss, 17.5 points. Winner goes to the Sugar Bowl against Georgia on New Year's Day. Ole Miss won by 5 touchdowns back in September. Tulane's pass defense is 124th in the country. They have been opportunistic, plus 10 turnover ratio. So maybe there's a chance they give Ole Miss a scare if the Rebels get sloppy with the football. But Trinidad Chambliss, since taking over, John, has just been a man. 295 passing yards a game since he took over, 24 total touchdowns, 18 through the air, and 6 on the ground. 17.5 is a big number. I worry about the backdoor cover.
Yeah, I actually think first half would be the look here because of that very reason. Yeah. There's just no question that if Ole Miss gets up, you know, 21 in the fourth quarter, they are absolutely going to call off the dogs because the nature of these things. Now, it's possible that the backup comes in and extends the lead, right? Like, that's certainly within the realm of possibility. I mean, he was supposed to be the damn starter, you know, before the season started. But yeah, I think first half would be the way I play this. I do think Ole Miss will be too much, even with a, you know, totally, you know, Lane Kiffin-less staff. It'll be most of those guys, most of those play callers sticking around. And I think they'll be very motivated. I think they'll be very motivated to show, you know, and go out on a high note, obviously, in this game. And, you know, for Tulane, you know, the Summerall thing is weird. Like, he's posting pictures where he's got half Tulane, half Florida. Like, I think that's actually a weird dynamic that kind of complicates things. Whereas with Ole Miss, like, you know, hey, we're on to an interim. He's our new head guy. I think they're going to play hard for him. So I like Ole Miss first half. I think they cover full game, but I definitely think they'll be up double digits by half.
You know, the numbers, all the numbers point to taking Ole Miss, but those numbers are factoring in a full coaching staff. This, we don't know. This could be an absolute mess. Ole Miss could have been having a messy practice week or practice 2 weeks, right? It could be a completely disjointed bunch. And if that's the case, and if Summerall's been, you know, kind of really locked in, dialed in, you know, I think there's an opportunity for Tulane there. If Lane was here, I'd be like, dude, take Ole Miss and 17.5 run to the bank. I still think I would take it. If I had to pick one or the other, I would take Ole Miss to the 17.5, 16.5, whatever you're going to get it at. But, I mean, this game has an opportunity to get kind of interesting if it looks like they're just disjointed and they don't have any kind of plan and it looks like, you know, a scatter drill out there instead of actually, you know, 11 guys running out to their positions and it looks like a mess because they don't have a coach, then it could get dicey.
Yeah, I think having a little bit of extra time here helps them a ton, obviously, to recover from the Kiffin departure and get things together. I think, like John said, Ole Miss first half, their team total first half is over 20.5. I don't see Ole Miss not scoring 3 touchdowns in the first half. I just don't. So that may be my favorite bet on this game. The nightcap is out in Eugene, Oregon laying 21 against JMU. Winner goes to the Orange Bowl against Texas Tech on New Year's Day. Oregon's defense is elite. JMU 94th in the country in passing offense. They are second in time of possession. They might try to grind this thing to a halt if they can stay on the field, but they played just one game, John, against a Power 4 team. It was a 2-touchdown loss to Louisville, and it was also the only game where Alonzo Barnett was held to negative rushing yards this year. So I'm not excited about laying 21, but I don't see any other way to play this thing.
Yeah, well, you could play the under, right? Exactly. I mean, that's what you do. I mean, I think Oregon could probably score 48 on their own. But again, the theme of this show has been, is a team really going to press the gas like that? Now again, their backups could do it, but yeah, I think the idea here is that James Madison is going to have a really, really hard time moving the football, and scoring on this Oregon team. So I think under would be the way to go for sure.
I'm all over the 20.5. I mean, Oregon's going to score 47 by halftime. This is going to be the ugly game. This, if they didn't already kind of have this set that it's going to be, you know, we're only going to do the one group of fives next year, this is the game that would change it. I think I feel bad. James Madison, you know, like, it's not going to be a representation of what, like, the group of five is, even though they're a good team. You know, they're a good group of five team. they're playing against this is a nightmarish place to play. It's a team that is so well coached and one of the best motivators in the sport. I mean, that is going to be a tough spot for them to be in.
Badass defense too, man. If you like Oregon, maybe it's a first half minus 11 and a half or Oregon first half team total over 17 and a half. Those are looks as well. Any other ball bets? If you know who the hell's going to play in any of these non-CFP games, plus our best bets of the weekend, maybe a parlay thrown in for good measure as well. All next here on BetMGMU.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It is the first weekend of the CFP. We'll get you our best bets, maybe a couple parlays sprinkled in there as well in just a couple minutes before we wrap up this edition of BetMGMU. But set out the chairs, a bunch of empty chairs in a circle. Start up the music. Here we go. Time for portal musical chairs, especially with quarterbacks. We've got Arch Manning going back to Texas, but you've got Sam Levitt, Dylan Raiola, DJ Lagway, Brennan Sorsby, all in the portal. And the bigger effect on this, and we can bring it back to where we think each of these guys may go, John, but the bigger effect on this, I think, is for NFL fans who maybe have a team that doesn't have a quarterback, and every year your team, if you don't have a quarterback and your team goes, 6-11, 5-12, and you're thinking, man, we got a top 10 pick. We got a shot at a franchise quarterback, and then you look at this year's quarterback class, and it's Mendoza, it's Moore, and it's a bunch of dudes. And I don't know if anybody is betting on any of those dudes to be the kind of franchise quarterback on Sundays that turns things around.
Yeah, no, you're right in terms of just the guys that are going to get the headlines and the mock draft coverage and things like that. I will add that we don't know. Right. Like that is the, like there have been guys that have come out of college that we just thought were absolutely surefire going to be, not Hall of Famers, but, great players. And, it either took them a long time or it never panned out. And there are guys that, Jalen Hurts, who I know is having a rough year so far, but he is a Super Bowl champion. And, he was a third round pick? Did he end up going to the third? Mm-hmm. Sometimes talent can slip through the cracks, and it's not the Sometimes it's not even the biggest names. But yeah, like the fact that Fernando Mendoza is going to be the number one pick. I mean, while he had a great year and while he does look pro ready in some ways, I mean, he's not, you know, Cam Newton. You know, he's not that kind of guy. So it definitely, and then there's a pretty big drop off after him, because even with Dante Moore, you're like, you know, are the numbers that great? I mean, maybe somebody can get their hands on him and turn him into a great quarterback. But, you know, we're talking about
like the Ty Simpsons of the world. Ty Simpson right. could have a dog bleep game this weekend totally. And goes right back to Tuscaloosa. Yeah,
I mean,
nobody's
going to get excited, right? Nobody's going to be like, oh, right. man, I got Ty Simpson, you know. But then, you know, you look up in 2 years and, you know, maybe he's just a pro quarterback. You know, you do see that sometimes. But, yeah, it's not a sexy draft class by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's not, but we don't know. That's the thing. We don't know. We always think we know. We never know. The studies that have been done on the draft is wild how, you know, the second player selected at the position turns out being the better player like half the time of all the guys selected at every position. It's a wild, kind of experiment. I love it.
While we're on that subject, though, Art, like, who's the best quarterback right now that we would have said – you know, was not a marquee guy coming out. Like, if you're racking your brain, I guess Dak is in that conversation, right? Dak went pretty mm-hmm. late.
Dak went late. I mean, look, you know, nobody thought Mahomes was going to be this.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
you know, Josh Allen was 10th. Like, didn't he get picked 10th?
Something like he was 6, 7,
yeah,
something
I mean,
like that.
He wasn't. I mean, so, you know, he should have been the number one overall pick, obviously, but he wasn't.
Right. Looking back, so, should have, you know, and, and we've seen misses, you know, we've seen guys miss. You know, Trevor hasn't been what he was billed as. It took Baker forever. It took Darnold forever. It took Goff. I mean, he had an up and down. But, you know, like there's been a lot of guys that have had that kind of career that, you know, you don't expect. So, we just don't know. We don't know. Fernando could wind up being this awesome player, and we have no way of knowing. And that's the sad thing.
I do think it's interesting that typically we see this kind of movement on the quarterbacks coming out in a draft class, say at the end of the season, up through your combines and your workouts, up right until draft day, right? We have seen all that movement happen. There's been a first wave of that movement. A year ago, maybe not a year ago, 4 or 5 months ago, we were talking about, who were we talking about? We were talking about Nussmeier. We were talking about Aller. We were talking about Manning. None of these guys are even on the radar anymore. Aller will be out, you know, but none of these guys are even on the radar as guys you would consider taking in the first round. And I don't know if some talent evaluators at the NFL level start to pivot back to those guys because they say, the situation with his coach or his offense or this or that or the other. Or in Aller's case, oh, he got hurt. Look at the unrest with Franklin. I don't know, but I do think it's odd to me that this wave of, oh, these quarterbacks are out and these ones are in has happened all in the last 2 to 3 months and not during the talent evaluation period, John.
And I think it will, to be honest. I think that they will kind of come back into that first round because it's bless you. There's too much.
Thank you.
There's too much money to not draft a quarterback with that pick. Like the problem with drafting a rookie in the top five that's not a quarterback is you're paying top 10 money to somebody who's never played at a position that isn't going to help you win a game. So, like, you're going to have to, like, the first 10 picks should all be quarterbacks every year. Like, they really should be. Like, if you really want to break it down, even though it's not, but, like, that's just the financially feasible thing to do because if you don't have a quarterback, you're just wasting a pick.
Yep.
I did want to touch on one other thing before we get into our best bets and maybe put together some parlays as well. And that's the fact that I don't know how you guys feel, but I have never been more out on bowl season. Non-CFP games, I've never had less interest in them than I do this year. And I know we've talked about it over the last few weeks, how eventually the playoffs going to grow, right? It's going to happen. It's just fate at this point because there's too much money in it. And I don't know if that means bowl season shrinks at some point or if at some point, John, it starts to draw so many less eyeballs or interest that some of them actually do start to die off. Like talks about the L.A. Bowl maybe not coming back after this year. There will be other third and fourth tier bowls, I would imagine, that start to disappear. But you don't know who's going to play. You don't know who's going to coach. You don't know what the level of motivation is for any of those coaches or players. It makes it harder and harder to bet them and less interesting bowl season every year.
Most definitely. I would not miss 95% of these games if they went away tomorrow. I think it would be a net positive for the sport because we could stop pretending like 6-6 is a season that means anything. You know, that's literally mediocre, yet these teams get rewarded with the bowl game and fan bases are told to believe that, oh, this is a good season. I would love it if they all went away. We know they won't because of money and TV inventory and all those things. But yeah, I would say there's a couple that I'm looking at. I like Vandy. I don't know what bowl it is. They're playing Iowa. I like Vandy. Yeah. Just because it's Pavia's last ride. I think they're laying 5, 5.5. Whatever. I'll give it a shot. Memphis in the Gasparilla Bowl catching 4.5. I like Memphis in that one. They have no opt outs, no transfers. And NC State does. So those are the kind of the games that I'm looking at for this week.
What is Gasparilla?
It's
a big festival in Tampa.
Yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
A pirate fest.
Is that what that is?
I went on a bachelor party in Tampa for the Gasparilla Fest. I experienced it firsthand. It was a scene. It was quite the scene.
Tampa has a notorious dance scene. I'm making air quotes with my fingers.
Yes, they do.
Tampa has a notorious dance scene. Do they get into the pirate theme? Do they have like eye patches and peg legs?
You know what? That week we didn't frequent the dance scene. Actually, believe it or not, it was a Christian bachelor party. I'm joking, but we didn't. I have frequented it before, since you're asking, but that week we did not. So okay. I would be unable to tell you if that was happening in there.
But what about the peg legs?
I think that's a valuable question.
The what?
The peg legs.
Nothing.
Oh yeah, no. I didn't go to those. I didn't go to those clubs. I didn't. I went to the non peg leg clubs.
Okay. Oh, those are good. Yeah.
Okay.
Those are good.
That explains everything.
There should be something for everyone out there.
You went to the classy joints with the buffets. I get it.
Well,
I got you.
Well, I thought you guys were talking about third. You know. Anyway. I saved those for RJ.
All right. Time to get to our best bets. I'm going to cut Choppy off before he says something that gets us all in trouble. If you got a parlay to put together, no matter where the college football action is taking you, nothing like getting into the game and leveling up your next parlay inside the BetMGM app with a parlay boost token. Boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay this and every weekend with what's left of bowl season and the CFP. Choppy, I'll let you get us started. What do you got?
I actually like the best bet for me is Oregon and the 20.5, 21, wherever it's at. Anything less than 24, I'm probably going to take it. I just think they're that much better than James Madison. I don't believe this to be a fair fight. This being a game that cross country for one, and Oregon's very difficult at home. They've got, to me, one of the best motivators in all the sports in Dan Lanning. It's just going to be a game of attrition, and it's going to, even if they start out slow, they're going to wear them down. 20.5 should be nothing.
John, what do you got for us?
I am going to just roll with Vandy. I just think they're super motivated. We talk about these bowl games. Who cares? Who doesn't? I'll just lay the 5.5 with Vandy and hope that the Pavia effect lasts one more game.
I like that one a lot. That actually is one bowl game that I'm interested to watch just because, like you said, it is Pavia's last game. And we'll see if Vandy, goes out there motivated for his sake at the very least. I mentioned before, I think both quarterbacks going to be really tight in that Alabama-Oklahoma game. I love the under, even as that line continues to come down throughout the week. I like Miami +3 in the hook. You give me 3.5, I think it's a field goal game. So I'm on the Canes, and I would probably have an eye on maybe a sneaky under in that game too, as the line has dropped a couple points throughout the week. And then Ole Miss, a first-half team total over the 20.5. I like all three of those looks. If you parlay them together, throw that little boost on it, parlay boost token inside the BetMGM app, then you would get yourself close to 6-1, if not better, by all means, come back after the first round of the CFP when we will take a look at the quarterfinals and the rest of the bracket for you as well. As always, we appreciate every single one of you. For John Martin, for RJ Choppy, for our producer Zach Krall, I'm Chris Mack. This has been BetMGMU.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.